The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Shaw, author of Clea the Caterpillar book series. This time, Sometimes It Happens, Someone Special Dies. This book helps children get ready ahead of time to experience sickness and death close to them. Beginning with the death of a plant or a pet, she guides the child to see that the end of a life can be experienced using all their emotions, and that's a good thing.
On the cover, in a deep blue night sky, yellow stars twinkle above a landscape of mountain peaks and evergreen trees. One bright extra-large star sends beams toward the ground. The title reads, Sometimes It Happens, Someone Special Dies. In a yard near a picket fence, a small bird sits by an orange flower. The flower hangs its wilted petals, and its leaves droop.
You plant a flower, and it never grows.
On a wooden table, a clear fishbowl holds a goldfish that floats upside down on the water's surface.
You buy a fish, and sometimes you find it afloat. But sometimes someone special could become sick.
A girl lies in a hospital bed with a thermometer in her mouth and a bandage on her head. A doctor in a white coat stands beside her.
Sometimes they could get better and be well very quick.
A boy in an orange shirt and blue shorts runs on a path through a park with the green leaves of the trees changing to red and orange.
But sometimes it happens, and there is no real answer why.
In a doctor's office, the boy and a woman listen to a doctor. They wear slight frowns.
Sometimes someone close to you may die.
In a cemetery, a stone marker has a heart on it and the word special.
It could be a grandparent. It could be a friend. Sometimes it happens. Their life has reached an end.
In a thought bubble, a red-headed boy thinks of sliding on a slide with a friend. In another one, he holds hands with a grandma.
When this sometimes happens, it's okay to cry. When this sometimes happens, it's okay to ask, why?
In a living room, a dark-haired boy and girl cry, wiping at their tears.
When this sometimes happens, it's okay to be mad.
A girl clenches her fists and grits her teeth.
When this sometimes happens, you will feel sad.
A boy cries.
When this sometimes happens, remember to share.
On a street, a red public telephone booth stands in front of a brick wall, behind which the tops of green, full, leafy trees are seen. A boy and girl stroll down a sidewalk together.
Talk about how you feel, and let everybody know you care.
The yellow crescent moon shines outside a bedroom window, where a woman smiles as she puts her hand on a boy's head.
When this sometimes happens, give everyone a special hug, because now that this sometime has happened, you have a special star above.
A boy hugs a grandma. In a deep blue night sky, yellow stars twinkle above a landscape of mountain peaks and evergreen trees. One bright, extra-large star sends beams toward the ground and lights up the stone marker with the heart on it and the word special.
The best thing to do if it happens is to always remember the smiling face.
Girls swing on a playground.
Remember the fun times together, and know they are in a safe place.
A boy and a grandpa sit by a lake with fishing rods with the lines in the water.
Because sometimes it happens, and every night you go to sleep, look to the stars, and know it's okay.
In a dark bedroom, a girl hugs a teddy bear and gazes out at the night sky and the beaming star.
Sometimes it happens.
This has been Sometimes It Happens, Someone Special Dies. Written by Annette Blake. Narrated by Aaron Riemann. Audio description narrated by Chris Snyder and written by Bonnie Barlow. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by imaginationstorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the audiobook wizard. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Schull, author of the Clea the Caterpillar book series.